KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. And at 8:09, we have cloudy skies and 37 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly cloudy here today, with a chance of fog and drizzle this morning and scattered light rain this afternoon at the high of 44. There is a dense fog advisory in effect for Cass, Sac, Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties until 9 a.m., and that is for visibility of 1/4 mile or less in dense fog. Police in Creston Tuesday afternoon arrested a man at his home on a Union County warrant. 20-year-old Montel Mario Rivers was taken into custody on the warrant for child endangerment with serious injury. Rivers was being held in the Union County Jail on a $10,000 bond. The Camp School District's Board of Education Monday opted to discontinue a business manager agreement with the Atlantic School District for the upcoming school year and instead share the position with the Nottoway Valley Community School District. The agreement, effective for the 21-22 school year, is a 50-50 cost share at $58,328. Also during their meeting on Monday, the Camp School Board set April 12th at 6:30 p.m. as the date and time for a public hearing on the 2021-22 school calendar, which has the first day of school set for August 23rd of 21 and graduation May 25th of 2022. The hearing will take place in the superintendent's office. The board also reviewed a 21-member school facilities committee, which will be tasked with reviewing the discussion process that began over a year ago with architects. The committee will set the dates for community meetings on the facilities projects, and community input will be received during the process to help the district make sound decisions for the future of students' educations in the CAM school district. The Audubon School Board Monday evening, following a public hearing, approved the FY22 school calendar, which Superintendent Eric Traeger says is unchanged from last year. They also approved a tentative agreement with the Audubon Education Association.
We settled with the association at a 2.5% increase on the total package, so that includes our insurance and retirement, all those things with that.
The board said April 6th at 7 p.m. is the date and time for a hearing on the district budget, and they agreed to accept bids for improvements to the weight room.
We're going to go ahead and redo our weight room this summer, so that will include, we're going to part with all of the old equipment and the old flooring, the old rubber flooring. We're going to do that through an online bid process, I believe, so folks can be looking for that.
And the Audubon School Board approved technology updates, which includes updating all the staff computers. There's also some tech upgrades for students in the lower grades.
The thing I'm really excited about is we're going to purchase 100 iPads with keyboards, and those will go to our elementary, and that will be a significant upgrade in the technology capabilities there at the elementary. And we're going to use some of the federal COVID relief funding to help pay for that stuff. So that will be huge for our elementary in terms of them being able to, you know, connect and do things virtually if necessary.
There will be restroom improvements at the Audubon softball field as well, along with the hiring of additional kindergarten teacher. That's if the kindergarten roundup numbers next week show the need for a third section. At that point, there would be a transitional kindergarten program. The board approved the hiring of an additional special education teacher as well, and they approved at the end of the school year the resignation of high school English teacher Aaron O'Brien, who served the district for about 5 years. The Exira EHK School District Board of Education Monday night approved a 30-70 superintendent sharing agreement with the IKM Manning School District. Superintendent Trevor Miller said the agenda showed a school business officer agreement, but that was an error. It should have said superintendent.
This year was 80-20. Next year will be 70-30. With hiring a new administrator in both districts, I was trying to get some a little more balanced time. So we haven't worked out numbers on that, but they approved that we're going to share again. That was kind of up in the air, back and forth the last couple of months. So it has been approved now, and now we can move forward with planning.
Miller said the Exira EHK board set April 12th at 6 p.m. as the date and time for a public hearing on the proposed FY21-22 school budget, which will be posted within the next couple of weeks.
A little bit of an increase on facilities. We're going to try to do some additional roofing and different repairs, so they'll see an increase on that line. Or with our Pebble and Save that we've been saving up again since our bond. So we're going to do a few little things with that. A little increase on instruction because I'm trying to, you know, catch our teachers up with surrounding districts with their salaries and that, so that way we can remain competitive with the teaching shortage.
The tax rate, he said, will drop 3 cents in the proposed budget. In other business, the Exira EHK School Board approved certified teachers and support staff salaries.
Salary amount was roughly 3.13%. Support staff was roughly that as well. If you took a total package increase between the classified and certified, it's $173,000. I've been very responsible with our money and with my being able to share. We're able to offer our staff a good increase and a good pack. And that's a one-year deal for 3.13.
And the union approved that agreement last week. Contracts will be sent out soon, Miller says. And the teachers have, certified teachers, that is, have 21 days from the receipt of their contract to return the signed document, while classified staff have 14 days to do so. And as with other area school districts, the Exira EHK School Board has elected to extend the face mask or facial covering mandate for just at least a few more weeks.
On a 4-1 vote, we're going to leave mask as is, and then it's on the agenda in April. We're just focused on trying to keep kids in school. With the quarantine's the big thing, because if it's expected and somebody's not wearing it correctly, it can take out a larger number. With the mandate still, it allows us to keep our, especially our elementary, where they can go to recess together as long as they have their mask on instead of everybody being in their pod. So it allows our teachers a little more flex time to where they're not with their kids from 7:45 until 3:30.
The board also hired for some spring coaching positions as well. They also, that mandate, by the way, will remain in place until at least the next board meeting on April 12th. Exira EHK approved the hiring of Nate McDonald from Logan Magnolia as the new 6th through 12th grade principal. He currently serves as the activities director, 5th and 6th grade teacher, and assistant basketball coach for the Logan Magnolia Panthers. That is a check of news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.